I'm Fitz. I'm the vice president of the board of the Festival Burlesque Festival Society. I've been attending burlesque in Vancouver for a number of years, and got more and more involved in it over the last couple of years. And so last year, when at the last AGM, I was asked to stand for election, and so I said yes, and very pleased to be able to contribute something to this this festival, which I really, really believe in. You know, it's the 5th annual Vancouver International Burlesque Festival. We've been doing this in Vancouver in this form, roughly, for 5 years, but the Vancouver burlesque community goes back at least 15 years, long before my involvement. I just feel like, for any art scene that I've ever had any awareness of or had any part in, the diversity and innovation and depth of talents in the Vancouver burlesque community is just absolutely stellar, world class, and I feel very privileged to be able to be a small part of it. The festival is 4 shows a night for 4 nights here at the Rickshaw Theater. Every possible combination and permutation you can possibly imagine that involves people taking off their clothes, men and women. We've got shows that are classic vaudeville style burlesque. We've got 60s style Las Vegas style burlesque.
Can you give me some names?
Oh well, you know, it's sometimes hard to mix it up. But you know, on Sunday we've got Vintage Productions presenting noir fetish burlesque. Cheesecake Burlesque Review is, that's a shop, darn it, that have been established, that have been doing shows for years, companies that are newer. Tonight marks the 3rd year of the Banquet of Broads, produced by and featuring Jenny Magenta, who's a fantastic and innovative artist in town, and her show is a true cabaret with comedians, spoken word, performance art. They've involved acrobatics, belly dance, as well as various styles of burlesque. Tomorrow night at 9 o'clock on Friday the 7th, Rosie Delight Needs a New Brain. Now this is an artist here in Vancouver who has been doing it since the first wave in the 90s, and has recently been diagnosed with a debilitating neurological disorder, and it's having a profound effect on her life and her art. And this show is her way of honoring that process that she's going through, and honestly, it is inspiring what I expect to be one of the most moving and entertaining and, I'll say it, troubling shows that you're going to see in the festival this year. It's not for the faint of heart, but entirely worth it. Also tomorrow night at 11 o'clock, Sweet Soul Burlesque, one of the vanguards of the Vancouver burlesque community, is doing Ass Sass Ination. And the Sweet Soul Burlesque Troupe does group numbers, very showy Vegas-style stuff. And not only are they featuring the inimitable rap stylings of MC Crystal Precious, you know, you have to see it. It's sometimes rap can be seen as a novelty thing. She's got real skill. She's got real skill. But we also have special guests from San Francisco, Kalita, and it's hosted by New York's one and only, the godfather of boylesque, Tigger. And this is a guy who will rock your world. Saturday night, we have one of Vancouver's also very well-established companies, the Screaming Chicken Burlesque Company, doing their Best of Taboo Review. They do gorelesque comedy. Huge, incredibly elaborate group numbers. They have the largest cast with over 45 artists in their company. It's going to be an amazing, amazing show. And, you know, we've got some Bonnie Kilroy with the Corrupt Cabaret on Sunday night at 11. Now, she's been doing, she does male and female drag, celebrity drag, as well as all kinds of hilarious interpretations of TV shows and movies. Little House on the Prairie, Charlie's Angels, stuff that you've never seen before. And once again, like I said before, on Sunday night at midnight, Vintage Noir Fetish Burlesque. So we've got leather, satin, whips, and from start to finish, beautiful, beautiful men and women. Women and men, mostly women, a few men, ready to rock your world.
So who would you suggest coming out to see the shows or the
I think,
festival?
You know, it's as one of the people who's producing this event and who's obviously really vested in its success, we'd like to encourage everyone. It's one thing that's really worth noting is that this event, we're allowing attendees 16 and older. We think that there's a real vanguard of young performers who are in some of the showcase events on Friday and Saturday night at midnight, but also you know, creating new work and new companies. So I think anybody who's interested in performance slash art, hate to use the expression performance art, anybody who's interested in the performing arts, and they want something that's going to shake up their sensibilities, that's going to surprise them as well as entertain them, you should come on down.
Okay, so just briefly, maybe, because it sounds like there's a lot of people involved and a lot involved in organizing something
yes.
like this. So
yeah.
How did you come up with the groups that are involved and putting it all together?
You know, as I said, the Vancouver Burlesque community is extremely well established. Mm-hmm. We offer sort of a fringe style format, a framework. All the shows, with the exception of the Friday and Saturday Midnight Festival reviews, are self-produced shows by the individual companies here in Vancouver and from around the world. And so we're just providing space and promotion, of course, and support in that respect. And then a number of the members of those companies, as well as other individual performers who maybe don't have a company or didn't care to or weren't able to go through the gargantuan effort of producing their own show, but did want to perform, we'll be giving them a venue as well on Friday and Saturday at midnight.